The voice of the Cape.
Youth Hour. Wow, assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh and welcome to Youth Hour with myself, Yasmina Peterson, and of course my other tail India in studio is none other than Konita Sutadin. Assalamualaikum to you, Konita. How are you feeling this afternoon?
Nervous, seeing that it is my first time with you. But I'm excited as well to see what's coming forward.
Definitely, Konita. She has been interning here for a few weeks, and a bit later on we will speak to her as to how she has experienced being here, interning and also doing some of the programs. But for now, we go on to 11 apps that will make you love studying. Now, we know that, you know, school is in full swing, university is in full swing, and soon it's going to be study time or crunch time for that important test that you have or exam that you have. So with that, I have online with me the Senior Head of Program at the Faculty of Information and Communications Technology, and that is none other than Wanga Nshinga. Wanga, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the introduction and a warm welcome to Voice of the Cape, our listeners.
Thank you so much, Wanga, for taking time out to speaking to us more on this. Now, Wanga, speak to us more on 11 apps that will make you love studying. Why this?
Sorry, can you repeat that again?
Speak to us more on the 11 apps that will make you love studying.
Oh, okay. Well, there's quite a few, but obviously for this article, we selected roughly 11. Mm-hmm. I can quickly go through some of them. The first one, which I think is important, is self-control. This one will ensure that you focus on your studies because it can close down your social networks. So you don't have that continuous interruption or temptation to quickly check your Facebook friends. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, yes, Wanga, yeah. You can continue.
So I think it's a great help as well for parents. So it's an ideal app to use.
Now, Wanga, when you were doing your research as to getting the 11 apps that you love making you study, why studying in particular?
Can you repeat that again? Sorry, I'm battling to hear you.
Okay, sure. Can you hear me now, Wanga?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, now when you were doing your research as to 11 apps that will make you love studying, why studying in particular?
Well, anyone who is in higher education, as well as your grade 12 learners, mm-hmm. and anyone for that matter, I think the apps are ideal for anyone who's studying, be it you are in high school or you are in adversity level.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Wanga, this apps that will love you make studying, how will this enhance your study experience?
Well, if you look at them, I mean, if you read the article, you see that we also view that you are able to use some of these apps to write assignments, for example. You can plan and complete your lessons and projects quickly. Mm-hmm. Very importantly, the app that I counted, for example, it will help you to avoid distractions. And very importantly, I think the apps can also help you revise ahead of exams. So that's the ideal ones that I can think of at the moment.
Okay, and your target market, Wanga, who is that? Is that school children, or are you looking more for college or university?
As I said earlier on, it's for anyone, particularly, of course, for helping grade 12s to study very well, as well as and students who are in higher education institutions.
Okay, now Wanga, if you can walk us through the 11 apps, if you can give us a rundown as to what the apps are and what it is that they do.
Okay, so the first one I've already counted it, which was self-control. The other one that I would like us to look at is the Pages, which is from Apple.
Yes. This
one helps students to create summaries, projects, and you can also write up your speeches. Mm-hmm. It does also allow you to insert diagrams, and you are able to pull internet images, and you can make summary fun and easy, I think. And then the other one that I think we should look at as well, I think you probably know this one, is Dropbox and Google Drive.
Yes, yes. Well,
so the dog ate my homework goes away, because this one you can easily upload your files to the cloud, mm-hmm. so that you can then easily retrieve them whenever you need them. And then, so it's more of a backup resource more than anything else. Mm-hmm. The other one that I would like us to look at is also iTunes U. This one is from Apple as well. It provides access to a number of courses from top higher education institutions across the world. And that is why I think your higher education students will probably love this one. I also think the instructors can make use of this one, as they can use the app to prepare for lessons. They can collect and grade assignments from students, and they can also do a one-to-one group discussions with the students.
Definitely.
The eighth one is Studio. I like this one very well because it actually allows you then to store details about your next assignments, mm-hmm. the due dates and so forth, and you can also keep details about your lecture times, the name of your lecturer, and the location of where your lecture is going to take place. So it reminds you, it sends you alerts about all the advanced entries that you will have uploaded on them.
Well, Wanga,
Yes,
with that rundown, all of it sounds fantastic and all of it sounds amazing for that matter. But mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you, is there any favorite of yours or anything or any app in which you would advise best for learners to use out of that 11 bunch?
The one that I really love, and I love it because it's for me enhancing your general knowledge, it is TED, T-E-D. Mm-hmm. And it's for both Apple phones and your Android phones.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I like it because it provides you access to talks. So you are able to listen to world's most fascinating and insightful people, from education to music legends. And it is a must to have for students and learners, I think. And as it broadens your horizons more than just, you know, you just doing all the work, but you get that general knowledge. The last one that I think we should make use of is the old WhatsApp. This one, however, I think we need to use it differently as students. We need to maybe record tutorials and pass it on to our peers mm-hmm. using WhatsApp, because it is a communicating tool that is used mainly for friends and family, where you chat with them. But if you record a tutorial and pass it to your peers, you can do some kind of mentoring, create your own group, share knowledge using it.
Wanga, where does one get these apps to study?
So if you have a iPhone, you can get them using your iStore. Mm-hmm. You can ask them to upload it for you. Alternatively, you can also go to the web. If you Google any of those apps, you are able to download them as well.
Lovely stuff.
Wanga, for those who would like to know more on this app, so who can be contacted and where can they find the information?
Well, the article is available at our website, the IIE. So if they visit the IIE website, which is www.iie.ac.za, they can be able to retrieve our article there.
Wanga, fantastic. Thank you so much for taking time out to speak to us more on apps that will make you love studying, and I wish you all of the best further. Goodbye for now.
Thank you so much for hosting us.
Okay, goodbye. Thank you, Wanga. Bye. And that there was the Senior Head of Program at the Faculty of Information and Communications Technology speaking to us more on apps that will make you love studying.